Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your life from 4 p.m. or on Instagram if you want, AndyGoldstein05. Anyway, we'll get into the Champions League very shortly. I promise, a Goldstein guarantee. But we start, of course, with boxing and the British Board of Boxing Control, or the BBB, little O, C, says Saturday's fight between Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. is prohibited and not in the interests of the sport after Benn produced adverse findings following a drugs test. Here's Benn's promoter, Eddie Hearn, speaking to TalkSport's Ed Huntley on how the fight has been suspended.
We were made aware a few days back, if you like, about an analytical finding of a test. That information was shared with Team Benn, Team Eubank, and the British Boxing Board of Control. Team Benn investigated the tests, the levels, the blood tests, everything with medical experts, and were happy to proceed with the bout. The test was done by VADA, which is not acknowledged by the British Boxing Board of Control, only UCAD is, which is their testing agency, of who tested Conor Benn multiple times in his training camp, and they were all negative. So in that respect, Conor Benn is not suspended by the British Boxing Board of Control. There's been no confirmed violation of his testing, but clearly he has to go through a process to find out why there were trace levels of something in a VADA test. So really from here, the British Boxing Board of Control have decided that at the moment, they don't want to sanction the fight, but yet haven't suspended him. So now...
That's irrespective of the B sample. They haven't seen the B sample.
They do not acknowledge or apply suspensions based on VADA testing. So A sample, B sample, irrelevant for the board in terms of sanctioning a fighter. They will only acknowledge UCAD tests, of which his entire tests have been negative. So the question to the British Boxing Board of Control is, okay, you're not suspending Conor Benn, he's clear to fight. If you don't sanction this fight on Saturday, what is the process moving forward? Do you sanction that fight in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? And there's a lot of unanswered questions. So, you know, I've had people come, you know, use another commission, get an injunction. We don't want to do that. You know, ultimately, we want to go through the correct channels here to make this fight and make the board comfortable. We've gone through those channels with Team Eubank, and so have they, to analyse these findings and make sure they're comfortable with the results, which they've done. And it's quite a unique situation, very unique. I've never been here before where teams have analysed results and made this decision. But we'll see what happens over the next 24 hours. It's really all I can tell you.
Now, Simon Jordan was disappointed in the story as a fan of Conor Benn's and hopes this was a false storm.
I'm not familiar, like you wouldn't be, and most people wouldn't be, with this particular product. It's a banned substance. Part of it is to induce an increase in testosterone.
Yeah.
Part of the use, one of the uses that it has. Also, developing muscle. Now, people will then draw the conclusion if you're bulking up to go up two weights, part of that will be developing muscle or building up muscle content. I sincerely hope not. I sincerely hope that there is a proper, legitimate reason behind this, and this is not something for the fight to be in jeopardy of.
That's right.
More importantly for me, because I'm a huge fan of Conor Benn, this in some way is a huge copybook blotting for him as a professional athlete.
On now to the Champions League action, where Graham Potter's Chelsea beat AC Milan at Stamford Bridge.
Chelsea have roared back into contention
with their first Champions League win of the season, a result that gives the group a much healthier look. They move off the bottom to go above Milan.
Delighted with the performance, yeah, and the attitude against the top opponent. We had to play well, we had to act well. I thought we did. Clean sheet, 3 goals. We had to suffer as well, which is good to do because you have to do that in a game at the top level, in any game. So really pleased with the players. They've worked really hard this week and it's a good start for us.
If we didn't win this today, we were probably staring Europa League football in the face.
Well, right? You said before the game, this is the biggest game of the season. And biggest game of Graham Potter's life.
I think it is. I think it's the biggest game of his career. And not because of, you know, what he's done in his past and so on and so on, has been brilliant to get to this point. But today was about, this was a must win. Massive game for Chelsea.
Reece James, at the age of 22 years and 301 days, is the youngest Chelsea player ever to both score and assist a goal in the same Champions League game.
He is sensational. If there's any footballer I just enjoy watching, I think he's up there in the top five of footballers that I just love to watch. The way he plays, the way he drifts around the pitch, he's strong, good on the ball, awareness, scores goals. I mean, what a footballer he is. And, you know, England are lucky to have him. It asks the question, you know, we were talking about Trent last night, how good he is. People phoning up saying he should be in the England team. Mm. He ain't getting in the England team. He don't get in the team because Reece James is there.
And now it's with Raheem Sterling, who slips it into James. James inside the area, 3-0, slams it into the roof of the net. Brilliant Chelsea goal.
He's now become such an integral part of this Chelsea team. But I also tend to agree with you, whether he's playing as the right side of three at the back or whether he's playing as a wing-back, he has to start in any England team, I think, that Gareth picks in Qatar. I think he's that good, he's that effective.
Reece is just a fantastic player, and he's a young player. So he's developing all the time, he'll get better and better as we go. I've really enjoyed working with him. He's got a lot to offer. He's fantastic. He can play in any game in the world. He's just tremendous, tremendous. My job is to try and help him reach his potential because his potential is beyond the sky.
If you really want that high and wide attacking fullback right now, if you had to give me a choice, right? Trent has proven, right? His deliveries from those wide areas is absolutely spot on. You cannot argue with his delivery. You cannot argue with his passing accuracy. You cannot argue. If you want someone to be to arrive in those areas or perhaps be a little bit more defensive solid and get into those areas, then you're pricking Reece.
Everyone seems to be thinking at the moment that Reece James is levels ahead because of this bad period that Trent's going through. Make no mistake, when both guys are at their best, it ain't a competition. You know, a couple of years ago when Tyson Fury was out of boxing and Anthony Joshua was knocking everyone out left, right and centre, and everyone was saying, if these two guys ever fight, Anthony Joshua will actually clean the floor with Fury. Obviously, you look back at that now and everyone looks a bit stupid. That's how these conversations are going to look in a few years when you're comparing Trent and Reece James.
I disagree, Dan.
Trent is in a different stratosphere.
That's 27 goals now, Adrian, in 6 home games for Manchester City. And Erling Haaland, 28 goals in 22 Champions League games, 19 goals this season, 5 Champions League goals, 11 in 4 home games. Absolutely breathtaking. 3 wins from 3 in the Champions League as well. It's all rosy at the Etihad Stadium for Manchester City, where it finished Man City 5, FC Copenhagen 0.
I want to be honest with you. Erling Haaland, what do you want is the same like all of us, is win the game. And he made the hat tricks to, you know, to win the game. So, of course, if he played more 45 minutes, have more chances. But we need everybody involved, everybody involved. So Rico played, 70 years old, and he's a guy like, I know the problems that we have right now with the Kyle Walker, will be out for a while. We don't have many, many options in the position, the left, right back. And Rico showed me today again, we can rely on him perfectly, even we have just 70 years old.
And the full-time whistle goes, and Celtic's wretched away record in the Champions League continues. They were level in Leipzig early in the second half, 1-0 down at the break, but 2 quick goals from Andre Silva, one gifted to him by Joe Hart, saw Leipzig home. The full-time score here is RB Leipzig 3, Celtic 1.
Now, Man United boss Erik ten Hag has been speaking ahead of their Europa League match against Nicosia live on TalkSport 2 tonight from 5:45. He had this to say on Cristiano Ronaldo's future at Old Trafford.
I don't see he is unhappy. So he is happy. He's training well. He's enjoying. I think everyone is training well.
there's a good spirit and vibe on the training. That's not the point, but it's important because it's a base to work well.
United back to the board before the drawing board. Manchester City 6, Manchester United 3.
I can't see that relation, that he's not coming on when we are 4-0 down, 5-1 down, 6-1 down, and I don't bring him out of respect. So it has nothing to do what's happening for the future and what's happening for January or next year.
And here's Gabby Agbonlahor claiming Spurs are dull and they won't win any silverware with their style of play.
Now the ball played in towards Son and he's fired it wide. And that's Tottenham's best chance so far.
When Spurs are on, there were two English teams on last night. No way I'm watching Spurs. I'm watching Liverpool. If Chelsea were playing, I'm watching Chelsea. If Manchester City are playing, I'm watching them over Spurs. Because Arsenal as well, you'd rather watch Arsenal because it's exciting football. They're getting the ball down and passing it. They're switching it from side to side, from Martinelli to Saka. Xhaka's making that third man running. He's scoring goals now, Xhaka. Partey's getting forward as a DM, scoring against Spurs. You know, it's attractive football. When you watch Spurs, it's like, all right, we're going to camp in, we're going to try and nick a counter-attack. We're playing for a draw, try and nick a goal if we can to win 1-0. It's boring football and it's similar to the football that Mourinho was playing there and Spurs fans won't have that. Mm. And I don't think they're going to win a trophy, Laura, playing like this.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time now to hear from legendary football manager Neil Warnie-Warnock, confirming he did once play a right-back up front after his wife Sharon had a dream. I had a dream, actually, once. Huh? Oh, not in here. Fine, OK. Play the tape.
We've been speaking about a story that we were told this week on TalkSport. Can you confirm whether you played Danny Butterfield up front because of your wife's dream?
Absolutely, yeah. I signed quite a few players on what Sharon said. I don't really.
Really?
Of course I did. You know what women are like. You get that intuition, don't you? When I've had them in my house or what have you, and talking to them, and they've left, and she said, don't quite fancy that one, you know. And
really?
Oh, yeah. That's why I've been successful.
So little do these players know, Neil. They thought they were being interviewed by you, but it was actually your wife.
Correct, yeah. I mean, Danny Butterfield, I have got an inkling. We weren't very good at that time up front, and I had seen him in these games, and he were a decent finisher. And we were struggling injury-wise, but, you know, it was just a matter of putting him. I think Darren said it was an hat-trick in about 12, 13 minutes, and it were brilliant hat-trick. It was just one of those things. You have silly things as a manager that you think about.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. At 5:45, Man United are in action against Nicosia. That's in the Europa League, the biggest cup competition of them all, live over on TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.